I'll pull it up right now. Let us intro the episode real quick, man.
Camera is rolling, yo.
Yo, peace, YouTube. Welcome back to the Doghorn D-Week, a hippie show starring Spliff and Choon Choon. This should be episode 313, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Spliff. You know what I mean? My guy couldn't make it today. He had a couple things he had to handle. But we here. You know what I'm saying? The team is always here. You know what I mean? I like this shit. You know what I'm saying? I like giving them different looks. You know what I'm saying? Different flavors. Me and you. Me, you, and Spliff. You and Spliff. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. You know what I mean? Let me get this right for you real quick. While you do that. Bam. Yeah, so hope everybody doing well out there, and I appreciate everybody for liking, commenting, and subscribing for over the past few days. Y'all showed the last episode a lot of love. Shout out to Tina, you know what I'm saying? It's my girl right there.
Hey, Tina. How you doing, Tina?
She the truth, man. But we are your hosts.
I'm Choon Choon.
And D-Weeky Hippie, the highest hippie in the room. Shout out to all the Choonettes out there, like I keep saying, you know what I mean?
Couple fans
out
there.
The world.
Like, you know what I'm saying? This shit is fire. But other than that, how you feeling, Choon? What's going on, man? How was your week? We ain't see each other probably like in a couple days. So
it was pretty good. I rest up a lot. I do like if I'm not really like doing anything, like my thing to do before I go to sleep is like paint or some shit like that. But other than that, that's about it. So I've been busy trying to do a couple of pieces that I've been working on, you know, just but I haven't been showing it, but I'm just like, all right.
Whatever. You've been in that mood, that inspiration to paint.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what I like to hear. I like to see the new pieces of art. You know what I mean? I like that shit because it shows that you're in a creative mind state at that time.
Yeah.
Like, even the last episode showed that. You know what I mean? Because you came in here like, yo, it's going to be a good episode. And that's damn sure what it was. You know what I'm saying? It was a great episode. So, shout out to everybody for that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But, me, same shit. Just basically, like, this year... Me and you haven't really like spoke off camera like too heavy, but this year is my prove it to myself year.
And I said that to you already.
You know what I'm saying? So, but beyond the podcast is like health, mental wise, diet wise. You know what I'm saying? Like just trying to stick to my word, and the only way that I know how to do that. Because, you know, we old school. We was born in the 1900s. You know what I'm saying? Is to write it down and see it.
Correct. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
so, like,
saying it.
Yeah, you can notice that these new kids, new generation, like, they could just do shit. You know what I mean? Plan it and boom.
I guess the thrill of writing it and then crossing it off is like, all right, I got it done complete. Next. You know, so I think that's what it is.
So, with the black book right there. Every day since January 1st, I got my days written down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if I didn't exercise, it's there. The next day, makeup. I did the exercise twice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit like that. And then with the pod, I'm in, like, behind the scenes. I got, like, two or three people that do different products. And we're going to start having some product placement on the pod.
Yes,
so we're going to start doing shit like that. When the weather breaks, we out. I'm gonna be honest with you. We gonna do the five boroughs.
Yeah.
Like artists that we know, we'll go to their block and shit like that. And then we gonna start going out of state just to do pods and shit like that, just cause that's what I feel like doing. And I think it is gonna expand the pod, especially when I get like the stickers and everything like that. So it's gonna get crazy. But beyond that, it's just trying to keep the family tight, my mental tight. I've been going to therapy. That shit is working for me. Like I keep saying, shout out to therapy.
So let me ask you, when it comes to therapy, right? Do you feel like you have to do you feel like is your place to tell someone, like say if you hearing somebody, right? And you know they're going through something and they're going through something. repeatedly you're hearing these things, you know, but it's just spontaneously they do it. But do you feel like you should tell that person, yo, you know, or how would you tell someone? Because everybody's different.
If it's someone in my circle?
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, yo, you ever thought about, you know, seeking therapy or, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think that is my place.
Okay.
But I think me and you talked enough on personal situations mm-hmm. that I think you know me that I don't really like to give advice.
Right.
But I would say, yo, this might work. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't know, but you know what I mean? Don't hold me to it. But
right.
my best friend recently, my mm-hmm. female best friend,
mm-hmm.
she goes through a lot in life. And I think to compensate that, she works.
Work a lot.
And
right.
she works nonstop, bro. Like, she's in that store 24/7, bro. I'd be like, yo, bro, when the fuck the only vacation that she takes is her birthday?
I guess because I could kind of understand her lingo about that working thing. Mm-hmm. I do work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I could just, you know, not focus on certain things. And the work is just there.
You
just
won't
to
feel the pain of whatever yeah. else you're going through.
So
and
I
that's
do
what
understand.
She does.
Yes.
So I tried to tell her, I said, yo, maybe, because I know it's even shit that you don't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you tell me a lot.
Right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
But maybe you should go to therapy for yourself, bro. Not for nobody else.
Right.
Go try it 1-2 sessions. If you feel like you uncomfortable with that situation, all right, mm-hmm. boom, let me try something else. Go
right.
take boxing classes or
right.
something. Just try anything that'll relieve you. You know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, man. I've been owning up to my shit a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
So last year was not a good year for me in any aspect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I got through that year and y'all was like there for me,
mm-hmm.
not knowing that y'all was there for me because y'all was showing up for me when I needed y'all to show up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that shit. You know what I mean? And to be honest, today is February 4th where we're recording. Next week, the 7th and then the 12th, February 7th and February 12th. That was Split first episode was the 7th and yours was the 12th.
Oh
so y'all
God.
A year into the pod already. Y'all
yeah.
niggas is veterans. Y'all OGs.
I'm
you know what I'm saying? So fact, man, we here. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that shit because I know that y'all don't have to show up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's something that y'all want to do. So it's like, yo, I'm showing up, my nigga. Because
yeah.
now leave your ass. I got the
right. You know
we got
saying?
The cachet from that shit.
Shit,
and we gonna start our shit. You know what
nah,
I'm saying? But
it's cool though. I like the fact that I guess it's like a what? It's like a hobby. It's more of a hobby that turned into something that I really like. You know,
shit could feel like a job because of D-Rica. You know what I'm saying? I'll be on it. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
But. So, but it's the enjoyment of seeing something that grasps people's attention, but the attention is having a perspective of others and not just yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so when I tell people that, you know, I like to hear people's thoughts and what they think, and no, I really fucking enjoy that shit because it's like, I'm that kid, why?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And those whys turn into, yo, it's something that I've overlooked. And I could have said, damn, you know, if you would have explained it to me, I understand why you did this and why you did it this way and not just misjudge you on some shit. You know, so I do like the comebacks of everybody's thought process of how they, you know, view certain things and then look at it this way. And then, oh, she said it this way. He said it that way. You know, so it just gives me a better perspective to go forward with this and say, okay, now, not knowing that, you know, because my thinking process is how I think, I kind of like sheltered that because I had a lot of, you know, opposite opinions that nobody never really thought of, like never, like our opinions didn't match. So it just made me say, let me be quiet, let me not talk, let me not speak my mind because it's like I could be on some deep shit.
Yeah.
And you probably look at me like, what the fuck? Like, nah, but I don't want someone like that. So, you know, so that's why I enjoy hearing others. I enjoy hearing what you've been through, how you think it, what was your thought process? You know, how did you get from A to fucking Z?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Z, not even B, nigga. Like, those are the people that I want in my circle, in my life, and I need those because that's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And that's what I was about to say. So, when you found those people, you was like, oh shit, I could say this.
Yes, I could see. I could speak my mind and not feel like, oh my god, you know, like, bitch, you know, you do that shit behind the camera. Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type.
I say that shit is good, and everybody don't have to agree with you. You know what I'm saying?
No. And at one point, I was like that. Like, I wanted, and then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. And then when I started to like really like speak how I speak, and this is how I am, this is how I portray myself, this is how I carry myself, I was like, oh, okay, people do fuck with me, you know? And then some people just like, all right, well, I'm still gonna be me, you know?
First time I met you, when we was at that art show, you seemed mad shy.
I am.
Right?
To a certain extent.
No, not...
You know me? Shit. What up?
It was more of, you know, nonchalant. I'm chilling. I'm here. I'm doing what I do.
That was my first really event like that.
But when you saw that people was reacting to you, you responded. You know what I'm saying? So when you responded to me and then we did that part, I was like, oh, nah, she's extra dope for this space that we in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, to just to give you your flowers, because it is February. You know what I'm saying? Black History Month. We out here, y'all. You know what I mean?
Strong. Strong.
But I was like, damn, she's so great in this space. If I throw this alley-oop to her and she take it, it's up from here. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you did. You said, yo, I saw it in your face. I watched that video every day, bro. When we was in the parking lot, and I was like, she joined. She said she joined.
Oh,
she said,
yeah, I was like,
it was a little hesitation. She like, said, yeah,
I thought it was like a one-time thing, nigga.
What happened?
Yeah, but
I was crying for a minute, but it's just so, like I told y'all the last time, man. I said, when y'all make me smile, y'all make my inner child come out.
Aww.
It's lit. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a lot of people that do that. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's lit, man. Make sure y'all stay in tune with Chun Chun, man. This is about to be up, up, up. You know what I mean? So let's keep the ball rolling, man. You know what I'm saying? What's on your heart? What's on your mind? You know what I mean? Rest in peace to Carl Weathers, man.
Yes, that's
Carl Weathers.
Apollo.
Apollo.
Yes,
Creed.
Apollo.
He
was in
Rambo. He was Chubbs in the Adam Sandler movie. What's that movie again?
76. I mean, that's pretty
nice. You know what I mean?
Pretty good age, but you know, still up there, but still kind of young. You know, but
that's another 40.
Yeah.
From right now, I'm just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's good. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, man. Prayers to him. And like you said, so much classic movie roles that it touches you when you watch these people. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to him. Sylvester Stallone gave a nice, you know, speech, because Rocky was really his first independent movie that he did.
Oh.
Okay. Sylvester Stallone. Like, he had other movies, and he was like in the X-rated movie realm.
Yeah.
Industry. And yeah, he was in porn.
Who?
Sylvester Stallone. In his 20s, that's a fact.
That deep voice, nigga. Oh, hell.
Super fact. The Italian style.
Wow.
Let me stop.
Oh, I'll be back. No, that's
Schwarzenegger.
No, but oh my gosh. Adrian. That nigga got the chin of steel. Like, yo, no. I couldn't see him, but okay.
But he said, when I saw Carl Weathers come into the studio, it was like, he said, that's professionalism right there.
Mm.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, yes.
So,
oh wow.
Rest in peace to him, man. Prayers to the whole family and everything in that nature, you know what I mean? Hope everybody doing well, man. And that's a fact, man. But we gonna keep the ball rolling. UMG, that's Universal Music Group.
What they did with that TikTok thing? Lady. They took down.
They threatening TikTok and social media that they about to pull their main artists from the social media sites because they're not compensating them proper. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean,
because we all know a million streams is $15,000 to $20,000. A million streams.
A lot, and TikTok has.
You just
more than a millions on, you know,
the
so,
algorithm is different, so you just get views on that shit when people see your shit.
Don't be greedy.
Don't be greedy.
You know what I mean by this is, you know, You ever? I like to compare things to different things so people can understand. You know the Chinese food, right? Mm-hmm. Compared to like Jamaican food, a plate is like $25 in Jamaican restaurant, right?
Okay.
And Chinese, you might get it for like $12.
They stay steady on that.
They stay gonna keep bringing you back in, I mean, don't get me wrong, you still have your loyal, you know, whatever, but it's been here for years. Same thing as Jamaican food. So it's like, what I'm trying to say is, I don't know why, I'm hungry. So what I'm trying to say is, no matter what, you're gonna still consistently getting that revenue, still getting that in, because yeah, you're gonna still have that platform of people coming onto your stuff. Yes, you get them. Yes, you're not getting as much as you want, but you're still getting something. Mm-hmm. You know, until y'all finalize and really downpack that contract and say da da da. I understand they did that shit cold turkey. Oh yeah, you're not doing it. Clip. Yeah. I understand that. You know, so and you have a lot of people that on Twitter is really upset because they had a lot of music that's with that, you know, platform, and they muted it. So now they gotta do a whole nother new music to go with it and whatever. But
so, a portion of UMG's letter to TikTok. With respect to the issue of artists and songwriter compensation, TikTok proposed paying our artists and songwriters at a rate that is a fraction of the rate that is similar situated major social platforms pay. Today, as an indication of how little TikTok compensates artists and songwriters, despite its massive and growing user base, rapidly mm-hmm. rising advertising revenue, and increasing reliance on music-based content, TikTok accounts for only about 1% of our total revenue. Ultimately, TikTok is trying to build a music-based business without paying fair value for the music. Mm. TikTok's response. It's sad and disappointing that UMG has put their own music above the interest of their, I'm trying to read this one, it's small text, of their artists and songwriters. Despite Universal's false narrative and rhetoric, the fact is that they have chosen to walk away from the powerful support of a platform with well over a billion users that serves as free promotion and discovery vehicle for the talent. They're going to take down Drake, Bad Bunny.
I have understanding of both. I have understanding of where they're coming from. And it's like I understand both sides. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand the aspect of business. You know, they still got to get their money from their streams. You know, yeah. And then at the same time, it's like I do understand that, you know, this is probably going to help your artists a little bit more. You know, get more views, get more taste, more opinions, you know. So
it's a double-edged sword to beat, because
this would they come back and do business with them? Maybe this would, you know, tighten them up and say, you know what? But then again, maybe this would probably bring something, a different platform instead of Universal Music? Universal Music.
Yeah, Universal Music.
So you might have another platform that comes up, and you might them go a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, well, I'm gonna take your spot now.
But they're trying to be that platform.
Right. Well, now, but then people on TikTok is infuriated. So now they're gonna be fucking with whatever they give them, because it's like, all right. Or, you know, let's see. But I don't think it's gonna mess up anything with TikTok. It's gonna just.
Because I think, like, all right, boom. If UMG owns the masters to most of these artists that they pull in, right? Mm-hmm. Is it you? This is why I say double-edged sword, because now the artist fight with their record label is still this main fact of what your fight is towards mm-hmm. TikTok, because y'all only paying them a fraction of what they supposed to be getting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to name Drake, because, you know, that's different. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? He might be getting more of a portion of his money.
Okay.
But let's say, like, a different artist, like, they not getting all their money if they don't got their masters. So you still putting their music on, let's say, a Spotify or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like I just said, a million streams is $10,000 to $20,000. And it depends where you at on that streaming analytic, which means per minute listens.
Right.
So if they listening to your song for what, a minute and a half, and your song is 3 minutes, you might be on the lower end of the 10 to 20. So you might get 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if they listening to your song all the way through, now you getting the 20,000. You know what I'm saying?
Correct, so the folk, right.
Yeah, so it's just like, what we really talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, Snoop just said he did like 10 million and they only sent him a check for like a million or something like that. So it's like, that shit is weird, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's still a fight with the music industry, but I don't know. There's different artists like Meek Mill and them that are putting their shit on platforms that's independent based, so they get their full get back. So, I don't know. You know what I mean? Shout out to them. You looking for a Jay-Z album in 2024?
Keep it or what?
Need it or keep it?
Well, okay. So the reason why I say you're definitely gonna have the fans out. That's who, you know.
Forever.
With so much different music that came out, artists that came out, now that he's coming back, are people gonna appreciate it? We're gonna appreciate. You know,
because I was about to ask you, did you appreciate 444?
Yes, I appreciate it. So it's like, but with all the artists, because that 444 from till now is a, you know, big gap.
Yeah.
With people coming in, you know, you got different beat, different artists, all of this. So it's like, when people appreciate it,
mm-hmm.
you know, listen to the words. And so I have
like you said, I think they still got their super fan base. So yeah, he'll get his proper due for the album, but
mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound like that because I'm a Jay-Z stan, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I need it or keep it, but if it's a good album and it's, you know what I mean, something that's touching me right
yeah.
pause, something that's relevant to my life right now, you know what I'm
right.
saying? I would definitely, because 444 was a little push for me, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not a pop, so I'm not married. I don't know that life
that
yet,
feeling you know of it, right? Yeah.
yeah. So, but I always could comprehend Jay-Z's lyrics and be like, all
right. Right.
Feel that, you know what I'm saying? But if it's something like something that I'm going through now, like, yeah, we getting it this year, we doing whatever we got to do to build ourselves up and all this extra shit, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? But always shout out to Hov. I don't know, man. It's just shit that, you know what I mean? If we get a Hov album, it's dope. If not,
like I said, I do like, I'm not saying nothing bad about the music now, but I just do like I will appreciate it, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I will appreciate the album. Just so, because, you know, it's just a different vibe that I would go off of. And I feel like with this album, he had a lot to speak about, you know, from his perspective of his, you know, thoughts and stuff like that.
Right.
So
what's up? Talk to me, Choo-Choo. What's with all your vibe? What's up? I like you. Anything, you know what I'm saying? We not a topic-based pod, man. We could talk about whatever's on our mind. I was tight. I was supposed to get a haircut yesterday. This uh-huh. nigga had me waiting for an hour. He was only giving the dude the shape up. He kept stopping every 5 minutes and telling the story. I'm like, bro, I got up. I kindly walked out. He called my phone. All right, I'm going to tell you. He asked me to be there at 5, right?
Right.
I got there at 4:55. I left at 5:40.
Okay.
He called me at 6.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't answer. I'm like, bro, like, just won't get my bread, you know what I'm saying? It's certain etiquette to borrow.
So you didn't want, like, have, like, a backup? Like, there's always, like, there's, like, somebody in the barbershop that, like, all right, if I don't fuck with him, I know for a fact, you know, if he's not here.
Her chair wasn't there.
Oh.
So I'm like, damn, did she leave the shop? You know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm going to hit her on the DM and see what's up. But her chair wasn't, like, her chair wasn't there. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, they skipped the chair. I'm like, what the hell? But it's just certain etiquette. I don't know, like, salon shit, you know what I'm saying? But if you made an appointment, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, you called her, like, yo, I'm
so
coming
like they
in.
They do the app shit now. So you make an appointment through the app, you
okay,
know what I'm saying?
Yes, okay.
But I don't got the app on my phone. So I called him.
Okay.
And I'm like, yo, you working tomorrow? He like, yeah. I'm like, anytime after 4, because I get off work at 4, I'll be back to the crib by like 4:15. You know what I'm saying? He like, yeah, I'm going to text you. He said, yo, be at the shop at 5. So, you know, I did what I just told you. And he had me sitting there forever. I'm like, nah, bro. And like, last year, I probably would have blew up in the barbershop. But I just got up and looked at him and just walked out. Like, fuck it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you just get so angry so fast.
I didn't get angry. I just was impatient at that moment. I was like, all right, fuck it.
I mean, I understand, because you want to get your shit done. You don't look good. Like, this nigga fucking with my face.
my energy. I think my point was, the dude was already sitting on a chair when I walked in, right? So it looked like he was already working on it. But Sun had twists.
Okay, so you're shaping up like this.
He was just
like
giving
this,
the
you know,
shape up.
Right.
But Sun looked clean. I'm like, all
right. To you, like, it looked clean, but maybe to the barber, like, yeah, yo, yeah, like, this shit is not, yeah, it's even, but it's not even.
I get that. So I'm sitting there like, all right, 15 minutes went past. I'm like, all right, it's a shape up. That's 15 minutes. 20 minutes went past. Then 30 minutes, I said, oh, all right, this nigga play. But the point was, he kept stopping and, like, telling the 15 minutes movie, like, I'm like, yo, bro, I understand it's a barbershop, but do you feeling like it's, it feel like a Dominican barbershop? Right?
Was it? What was nah, it?
It's a black, some black dudes right up
there. Yeah, like, he's telling a story. That was probably his homeboy, and he's just like, yo, my nigga, like, I gotta tell you this shit crazy. And they really on some, they very, you know, drastic with their conversations.
Yeah, especially that. You know, but, I ain't gonna lie.
Nah.
But what you was about to say, my fool?
I don't know. I don't understand about the salon. I know about the salon life and everything, but I do my own hair, so it's like I don't have that problem at all. Like, if I want to do it, it's gonna get done. If it's not, it's not gonna get done. But those fucking prices that I be seeing online, when people be like, "Oh, I paid, oh my god, I paid close to $1,200, $600 at the twists or retwists," and I'm just like, do your own hair. Like, you know, learn. Like you know, like how, you know, I mean, everybody's different. I can't. People have, like, patience. But, yeah. But, braids is, like, if they're doing braids, them shit's just, like, $200, $300 for braids.
That's crazy.
I'm just like, damn.
That's wicked.
Pay me.
That's a fact.
Pay me.
That's a fact. I know how to do it.
Oh my gosh, nah. Mm-mm.
But what you was about to say before I rudely interrupted you, man.
No. So on the last episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we was talking about the 3 C's, I didn't want nobody to think of any. I don't want y'all to think anything like, you know, judging y'all or put you in a spot where you don't feel comfortable or anything like that. Not to say it, that's because someone did mention it to me. And I said, you know, you had a choice. You had a choice to, you know, discipline yourself, or for both of y'all to come together and just actually do it for the better, you know? And the better could be just, I go my separate way, you go a separate way, we can still upbring this child. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to put that in there, just to slip that in, because I think I didn't, maybe I was saying it, like, in my head, but I wasn't really saying it out loud.
In the moment.
Yeah. So, there is times where people just actually just don't, you know, have those feelings anymore. So, it happens. But I don't want anybody to feel any type of way.
And I ain't gonna lie, what Spliff said was kind of true, too.
Right.
Like, sometimes people just be in that moment, and whatever comes out of that is like, nah, that's not what my intentions was. So.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Some people
definitely
just don't give a fuck in that manner. You know what I'm saying? Or like my parents' example, my father went too far with what he was doing, like, on his personal side.
Okay.
And it kind of affected the family. So my mom's like, I'm out.
Correct. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So now that forces the kids, oh, now you in a one parent household.
Okay. And
he might not have wanted that, but he wasn't in the state to fix that at the moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay. So maybe it's something like that. But like you saying, what was the three C's again?
Communication, cheating, and control. But she had added cash and something
comprehension,
else. And comprehension. Right.
Communication, cheating, and control.
You could discipline yourself to not do any of those things.
Yeah.
To better yourself. To, you know what I'm saying? It's just...
Like my
if
best,
you're willing.
Like my best friend, she just asked me... She asked me a question about my last relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm... Now that I'm doing this therapy thing, I'm trying... Okay. I am taking accountability, right?
Okay.
So I told her everything that I did wrong. Now, I'll sprinkle in there. She might have not been perfect, you know what I'm saying? But that's cool.
Right.
Because I wasn't perfect, you know what I'm saying? But if I was in the mind frame that I'm in right now,
yeah,
we would have been able to talk, communicate better than we did.
So, you know what I'm saying? So do you feel like, I think I had ended it with the communication. Like, you could communicate to somebody, but... Are they comprehending?
Are they
like how are they taking in your communication and receiving it and saying, yo, all right, this is how that person feels. This is what's supposed to be right. This is this and that.
So with that situation, I hearken back to I'm talking to now my male best friend, my son Cole. You know what I'm saying? So I say that, what I just said, right? I say,
right.
I wish I was in this mind frame to be able to communicate with her, right? And Cole said, nah, don't think of it like that, Notch. Because y'all had to go through what y'all had to go through. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe she would have still been on her shit that she was on. And you would have been on this type of shit.
Right.
And y'all would have still ended up breaking up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't think of it like that. Think of it like y'all both learned something from each other. Hopefully she learned something because I haven't spoke to her. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, see... You just say I learned something from
this.
Because you really can't... Don't put... See, and this is where I try to... Eliminate the you and trying to put the I motherfucking me first. You know what I'm saying? I try to put that because I'm so deeply into a you person. You. And forgetting about me. You know? And not to say I'm being mean or like, damn, you just... You're malicious or not, it's not, has nothing to do with that at all. It has to do with the fact that I know how it feels. I've been through it.
Yeah.
So, I'm still going to be myself, but there's some limitations that I got to put on some things.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I'm communicating to somebody, I'm expecting you to, whatever I'm taking into consideration of how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Some people can't relate to that feeling. You know, maybe they could, you know, there's like they've never been through something, but there's some type of, there's some type of understanding. Like, I've been through this, so I can relate to why you're like this type shit, you know? But that's just a little snippet. But it's just something that I feel like some people just need to just know how to...
And
take someone's communication.
Yeah, and then like you said, like, I was like, 32, 33 at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I never did this in a relationship, right?
Okay.
So we had took a break. She took a break, right?
Okay.
And I didn't know.
Okay.
But I did because we wasn't talking. But it was an extended one. So I'm like, damn.
How extended? Like?
2 months.
Oh, no.
That's a minute, right? So I'm like, yo, shit is over. So it led to that other C. I never cheated in any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I cheated in this one because I'm thinking that I'm done. We done, right?
See, that thinking shit gets y'all in trouble because there's no talking. Yo. There's nothing missing. So you're just assuming because I'm quiet, you quiet. I'm going to do my thing. All right, Mr. Quiet.
See?
I'm out. Bye.
But that's communication. On both ends, right?
It is communication.
Because if I'm texting you, like, yo, what's up? And you're not hitting me back? God damn. Now it led to the cheating, right? I jumped on one of them apps. Boom. Right? Went and did my thing, right? But when we started talking again, and you know, when you do the deed, that's when the person sniffs and be like, yo, what you doing today? Like, oh my God, now you want to hit me back.
I decided
to do something, right?
See, that's the reason.
That's y'all intuition.
See, that's why I don't play with that whole cheating. Oh my God. Like, I will just look at you and think that you know something. Like, I'm going to be in so fucking trouble. Like, you want to see them on my face.
June, but you know me. I'm a bit of the Virgo.
Fucking hate y'all niggas.
So I'm sitting here, right, when she pull up. And she like, you know, we about to get into doing our thing, right? And I'm like, yo, super guilty like this. Like, yo.
Yeah,
like, you caught a body and everybody looking at you type shit, right? So I go, yo, I cheated on you. She said, what? I said, yo, I did something with somebody else, right? So she like, I love you. You know what I mean? It is what it is, right? But I saw the brain go click, click.
It's over.
Like, you know how females, first, like, in their mind, it's like, when y'all make something up in your mind, it's like, yo, that's it, boom. I said, damn. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, because why did you do it?
I don't have,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and I don't have no other excuse for what I said.
Yeah, that's our thing. Like,
yeah,
like, why? Like,
and that's not a valid, you know what I mean? Because I'm pretty sure you didn't. But if you did, it is what it is. But if you didn't, you know what I mean?
Nah, see, okay, that was just me
in a time when I wasn't who I am today, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why, and then control, I always tried to control the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So,
I don't like that shit.
Those three, see, when you said it, that's why I stood quiet and let y'all do y'all thing, because I'm like, she trying to touch my.
I'm not trying to do that.
Always see through me.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I just look at things and I hear these, and this is not just from this. This is just from life, from people in general. And I had someone that I was dealing with, and he blatantly came out and said, you know, I like to be in control.
Yeah.
So I was kind of quiet. I walked away from him. You know, just, you know, could we have a conversation? When I heard that shit, I was like, all right. And then I came back and I said, you know, a lion don't like to be in a cage. You know, it just don't feel right. And then he just like, ooh. But it just made him understand that I understood him when he do certain things. Like, let's just say that we're in the kitchen cooking and shit like that. And I'm, you know, chefing it up. And he feel like he has to control how I do this.
I ain't feeling that. Yeah.
Get the fuck out the kitchen. Let me do my shit. You know what I'm saying? But then that one thing is going to another thing. And another thing. And another thing. And then, you understand? So it's like certain things, I guess you control in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? But don't control when it comes to certain things. Control things that will happen in your space. And if I just so happen to go into your space, all right, you control it. You know, that's your narrative. Control your narrative and see if I could jump on it and say, okay, cool.
But I think it just so happens to go to back what you were saying on the last episode too with that shit. Like, you can't control everything, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know the person.
Some people want control when you want to go out. Some people want to control how much money you get. Some people control who your friends are around. See, you know what I'm saying? Some control.
That's crazy.
It's just those things, and people been through it and done it. Know it. Know the feeling. Know the signs of a control. Nah, you good.
Yeah, I think my thing was,
and some people don't know that they are, because that's just this, you know, that's just their nature. That's just this, you know, and they feel like they're helping you. They feel like they're doing something. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it could be a little
overbearing.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, I know the feeling. That's why I'm glad you brought the conversation back up, because I wanted to dive deeper into it, because it's literally my story. You know what I'm saying? So now that I'm where I'm at mentally, I like to literally say it out loud, so it won't be something that eats me inside.
Okay.
So I know that, yo, you did that wrong, and you're going about it in a better way right now. Because if I am talking to somebody, or if I'm not, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see myself with certain shit, like, you let that one go because it might have turned into something, but you let it go because you know it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? So keep that path and keep everything positive, happy, you know what I'm saying? Uplifted, because all that negative shit could turn into what I was saying, toxic shit. And I saw what it led me to, and it's like, all right, fuck it. I'm good on that. Like, even like a small example, like recently at work, my supervisor tried to come at me on some sideways shit, and I could have turned it left, I was just like, yo, I explained it shortly. I said, yo, I'm almost comfortable in this.
Right.
So I'm not trying to do this, right? So please. And they was like, they understood. They was like, I understand what you were saying, because the situation wasn't as big as what they was trying to make it out to be. You know what I'm saying? So I took control of my emotions instead of blowing up, losing a job, and being where we was at last year. You know what I'm saying? I cannot do that no more.
That angry bird shit.
So when you keep bringing up being angry, I gotta keep defending myself. Like, nah, not no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing none of that shit no more. Like, anything little, minuscule is like, fuck it, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do nothing about that shit. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to take account. Not trying. I am taking accountability of my faults. You know what I mean? So.
So you feel like, do you feel like taking accountability means anything?
Yeah.
Well, so let's just say someone take accountability of cheating. Like, yeah, you did that. I'm sorry, baby. Da, da, da. I ain't gonna do the same thing again. You took accountability of what you did wrong.
But that's
and you did it again.
That's not taking accountability, because you're doing the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So you just talking out your ass. Yeah, so you just talking out your ass. Because, like, again, that was me. So I used to, people used to be like, yo, bro, to be honest with you, that word is played out with you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you to death, and do the same shit the next day. And people be like, yo, bro, I'm good. So I had to take accountability. I'm not saying sorry no more, because I'm not doing shit to say sorry no more. I'm good on that note, bro.
Listen, I've been around people that really took accountability in my face type shit. And go ahead and do the same shit again.
Yeah.
You know, so this is where the why. So this is where the why comes in. And it just let me in so I can understand your steps from a. I don't believe in that A to B no more. Because exactly. Some niggas be doing a whole alphabet from, let me know from A to Z. I got plenty of time to hear your shit. You understand what I'm saying? Word. Fuck the 21 questions, but I need 28 questions. Word, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we honestly misunderstand people and how I'm not saying I'm on the side of cheaters and shit. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying sometimes certain things happen, right? And that person, that is how they conflict their problem, how they solve their problems. That's how I should say, right? In that manner. And this is how I felt, and this is how I acted on it. Now, the reason why you acted on it is because you felt something what that person did to you.
Mm-hmm.
So in your way, to make you feel good, because remember, you always want to make yourself happy. But in the end of that happiness, is there consequences on the other motherfucking end? Okay? So like I said, when you're in a relationship, you're there to add to their happiness. Because when you leave, when I'm still going to be the same happy person. You just added to my shit. So I look at things a little different when it comes to that part, because it's like, all right, what did you do to cause this to happen? You know, I'm not saying it's not right for what you did, because you could have been controlled and disciplined yourself to not do it.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, this is the type of person that you're dealing with. You're dealing with someone that doesn't have discipline. I'm not saying for you to be like, all right, well, I'm going to take you back, baby, this and that, this and that. In the end of you saying, I take accountability of my shit, knowing that this person This is their traits. This is their morals. This is their principles. And this is not the first time, the second time, or the third time that they've done this. They've done this multiple times. Mm-hmm. So in accountability of you saying, yo, baby, this is why I said I had to go deeper into people's thoughts and minds and shit, because it's like, don't play me like a fool, because I'm not. Mm-hmm. Don't play anybody, because people could see through you already. But if you give them the say, yo, the satisfaction of telling the truth right there, right then, I could say, okay, go back again. I know you are this person. Can I accept you at this who you are? And some people do. But then when you lie about the shit and make me, you know what I'm saying? So everybody got to understand, like, you got to understand everybody is a person a certain way. In a certain category.
Everybody's stuck in their ways, bro. Especially at the ages that we at. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and it goes both ways. You know what I'm saying? Because you could run into some fucked up chicks. You could run into some fucked up niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I don't know. Like, right now, I'm just kind of, like, sticking to the program. Sticking to learning myself right now. Mm-hmm. Getting better. And then whatever comes down the line, comes down the line. So, it's just difficult right now. So, but everything that you're saying, like, I totally understand what you're saying. You know what I mean? Because, again, most of the points that you're hitting on was, like, personal for me. Because mm-hmm. that's the type of shit that I was on. And it's like, nah, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Because right. what you're saying, you just took the person, the examples. You just making that, you just talking out the side of your neck. You know what I'm saying? Because you... You know what I mean? Accountability is really doing... Actions speak louder than words. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically the moral of the story. Like, actions speak louder than words.
So what if you ask someone that's a manipulator and they speak actions? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm just saying, these shits happen. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry to say. Yeah. And you could have a... You said... Action speaks louder than words. You can have a manipulator doing so much fucking actions, and it happens.
That I'm is manipulating everything. Yeah, you know, I understand that.
So I'm just saying, just be aware. You know, just have what my messed up was, not asking too much questions.
Oh, where the good niggas at, man? Holla at my son. Like,
nah, don't holla at me. I'm not. Stay where the fuck y'all at. I'm on.
Yeah, stay on your single shit. Your shit.
But yeah, like, worry about just asking right questions.
That's definitely because we got to get to know what's going on right now in people's not. That's intrusive in people's brains. But like, how would you react in certain situations, bro? Like, what's up? Like, I used to feel like I was entitled. That's the new word that I found in therapy. Where yo, you felt you was entitled because it didn't matter who it was, bro. You would literally argue with people, and it's like, bro, like this person could literally hurt you right now, or the cop could arrest you or shoot you, or, and you screaming at the top of your lungs because you feel entitled. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, I'm not doing none of this shit no more. Because besides it being overbearing on people, mm-hmm. it's just annoying to me, personally, to myself. The shit that I used to do, you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro.
Or you look back at yourself and be like, damn, I did that shit.
Is whack, you know what I'm saying? And it was just a small period of time in my life where whatever, that's why it doesn't get me mad. It's bothersome to me because it was only a short period of time. But I was overreacting in that short period of time. And it's not just... It was probably like... You know what I mean? Like a couple years. So it's like... Damn, you're not the person that you was, bro. What happened to change that? You
know I don't think I have... I've never overreacted... Like in a situation... Like screaming at the top of my...
Like in a public setting and all that shit, bro. Like,
yeah, I've never screamed.
Like, yo, stop throwing up.
Like, yeah, like, fuck you niggas type. I've never, I never been in a situation like that before.
And all that shit, like.
Nah.
Shit is crazy, bro. I used to be like, yo, bro.
I could have never said that because the guy I was with, he was 6'6", 200, almost like 300. Yeah, that nigga was big as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
I couldn't see myself saying that to him. Like, the fuck? Like, maybe my size probably, but nah.
And it's like dealing with somebody like a female that literally has a father and two big brothers. Like, nigga, you know what can happen to you right now? I'm fucking, like, you talking crazy.
Yeah, nah. But, yeah, I was never that type of female to be like, blow a nigga under the, you know, his flaws and shit. But niggas will fucking throw out my flaws. Like, yo, that shit was so... I have to look back at some guys, friend-wise, you know, or if I was dating. And when I hear them and how they talk about females and shit, I just be like, y'all some greasy-ass motherfuckers, crazy. Son. Yo, y'all just... And don't get me wrong, there's females out there that don't deserve to be in a relationship or don't deserve to be the person who they are just because of their morals and shit. Mm-hmm. But y'all guys, y'all, some of y'all could be sweethearts, sweet sweethearts. Like, and I be feeling so sorry for y'all. And you know,
that's how
girls did. I do.
Yo,
I do
feel like that's how it was for me, because I used to be like, yo.
I'm like, damn.
But then, like, I don't know, somewhere, I don't know, I'll be getting comfortable with dumb shit and they'd be like, oh, fuck it. But, like, I don't know, I feel like you kind of know me personally, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a bad guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to have a temper problem, you know what I'm saying? But you work on shit. But as far as, like, relationship-wise, when I saw myself with that shit, it was like, bro, you can't be like that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's not good. Because you wouldn't want somebody to treat moms like that or niece right, like that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, relax, my boy. So
but listen, some people...
Shout out to all the artists in healthy relationships right now.
Yeah, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? It feels good, right? I know it does.
Fucks with this shit. It's inspirational.
Then it is.
That's a fact.
It is.
That's a fact.
But I just...
But I'm still young. I'm 35. I'ma just jail. You know what I'm saying? That's young?
That's old.
That's not old.
You're old head. You're old head.
What you think about this Christian Rock chick tattooing her blue face? Her face. She crazy, eh?
She have another protege or whatever on the internet too fucking going around. Tattoo.
Yeah, that
her
was.
Fucking
I think that was Brittany Renner.
So I don't know.
She tattooed Antonio Brown on her face. I'm like, what's this? A new trend? What we doing?
My thing is this, right? Everybody was on her body when she gave birth, and fuck that, and fuck made a whole fucking disc on fuck blue face. You know what I'm saying? And then just and that really goes to show that anyone that has a kid at the age of 5 and under, 6 and under.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give them time. Give them time. That's it. You know, crazy. Let them rock out. There might be a family and they might want to get back to. Let them rock.
She's like,
she was stupid as shit.
You know, people that you see, like, they're not a bad looking person, right? But like their actions, you be like, ugh. Like, you did that? Like, you are nasty. Like, you disgusting. Like, you ick me. Like,
take out my lifestyle.
She
ick
me. Like, I think she was a pretty girl and all that type shit. But like everything that she does,
I hope,
like,
that tattoo is fake, because bitch.
Nah, that shit not fake.
Bitch, you just living that shit with yo. Like,
I'm about to get up out.
People
here.
Don't understand. People don't understand that you're gonna be with this on the rest of your life. Like, you think you're gonna be this kind of Christian Rock forever? Like, your skin ain't gonna be pruned out. Like, what are you? And
this shit's crazy. Yo, whoever took Jackie Robinson's statue and vandalized it, y'all niggas is wrong for that. You heard, man? It's Black History Month. Stop playing with Jack Rob, man. That's Brooklyn shit, man.
Listen, this here looks better in my backyard.
They bogged out, man. But what you got to say to your people, man? We about to get up out of here. We about to wrap this up.
Love yourself. That's it. Love yourself. Have fun with yourself, not like in a sexual way, but have some meaning as, like, you know, like, get to know yourself, you know, get to understand certain things that you thought you liked that you don't like anymore, and question yourself, like, would I, you know, and then you ask questions, question yourself, ask questions.
I don't even watch sports like I used to.
Go back to it.
Nah, I can't fuck with it no more.
Why?
Because it took over my life at a point. And I ain't like that feeling. I ain't like that feeling. Like, getting mad over somebody that don't know you is crazy to me.
Yeah, you are crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if we sitting here and I'm sitting here like, no, fuck that. My son LeBron is this and that. And we really getting into a heated debate. It's like, that's crazy to me. And that's what I used to do. I'm like, nah, I'm good on that.
Let me say something. Don't take it to the heart. That's why you're not in a relationship no more, because your anger?
Oh, well, that's the last. Yeah. But
You delivered.
Nah, I'm definitely working on that. I'm past that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm past that. Like, I've been telling you, I've been working on myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about nobody else. You know what I'm saying? I'm just worried about myself.
Okay.
I put others where they... I'm starting to compartmentalize shit. So if you show me something, you know, that is what it is. You know what I mean?
You might be at the bottom. You might be in the middle.
It is what it is, man. So shout out to everybody that's been liking, commenting, subscribing. We got... Danielson, we got a couple comments on a couple of the last episodes. I should say what they said, but I'll just show you because I think it was directed towards the conversations that we was having on the last one. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the moaning and all that. You know, she get crazy with it. You know what I mean? We're going to have her on a Rumble exclusive soon. You know what I'm saying, man? But for Chun Chun, it's D-Rick and Hippie. Y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here, man. Follow the journey on the audio platforms,
yes,
all over Spotify and all that, Apple Music, all that shit. And follow us on Rumble and like, comment, subscribe. We out of here.